and the fights of women. Think about it. I was involved in the fight to legalize abortion in 1973. This fight grew right out of the black movement, and a gigantic proletarian movement. That's what gave it its force. We were for equality. And when we began to fight for legalization of abortion, that's what we put forward. It's about equality.
That's right.
It's also,
That's right. Yeah.
It's also about women not dying.
That's right. Not dying. Women not dying. That's right.
The other side is turning it into babies dying. We are saying it's a fetus. It's a potential baby. It is not a baby. And it is women that will die and are beginning to die. If you look at the conditions in that Philadelphia clinic where women were forced to go who could not afford better conditions. Okay. Just a couple of things. There's a couple of victories that have been won recently. The right for the abortion pill to be sent through the mail to rural areas in Iowa. This was a court decision in our favor that was just made. Another one is abortion is legal in Mexico City. Think about it.
Thank you so much, Betty. We're going to have the Raging Grannies on in just a second. I just want to thank everyone for coming out. Again, my name is Marit. I'm with the Bay Area Coalition for Reproductive Rights and Bay Area Radical Women, who has a table just down here. I want to thank everyone for coming. Please sign up on the BayCore sign-up sheet so we can keep in touch with you, let you know what we're doing. Again, BayCore stands for no coerced sterilization, no parental consent or notification laws, free abortion on demand and without apology, complete and informed choices about options and health effects regarding contraception, emergency contraception, free quality health care, non-moralistic sex education, and a right to sexual freedom for all. That's why we're here. And I want to give it up to the Raging Grannies, but first we're going to have a few people going through the crowd with some beautiful Trader Joe's grocery bags. If you have any money that you can donate to BayCore so we can continue our activities into the future, working to support clinics, support access to abortion, support all of the things that we're doing here today, please dig deep. No amount is too small or too big. So these people are going to go through with the grocery bags really quickly. And please be generous. We really appreciate it. I'm going to put on the Raging Grannies. We need to assemble at 10 to noon to get across the street so we can counter march. So if at 11:50, please get ready to march. Assemble over here, head across the street, and we're going to assemble across in front of the Ferry Building to march alongside the Anti-Abortion Walk for Life West Coast. So just at 10:02, please get ready to march and take cues over here. Thank you so much. Raging Grannies. Woo!
We're all moms, we have daughters and daughters-in-law, and we know that if abortion is banned, women will die. Because of my background, I'm not super enthusiastic about abortion, but I know that the alternative is terrible. Young women will die, and we cannot see that.
And we were here in 1973. We were all fighting to get abortion legalized. We're going to sing to the tune of Battle Hymn of the Republic. We're going to sing, "We March for Women's Lives," because when we march, we will be marching for women's lives. Oh, we're the Raging Grannies, and we're here to take a stand to keep choice free for women all across our mighty land. We won't go back to hangers if our right to choose is banned. We march for women's lives. No more dying in back alleys. We'll keep marching in these valleys until all women everywhere are free to have a choice. We march for women's lives. We stand here in our city wondering at the sad disgrace that women's rights might simply disappear without a trace. We put aside our rolling pins to save the human race. We march for women's lives, and we'll be marching. No more dying in back alleys. We'll keep marching.
until all women everywhere are free to have a choice. We march for women's lives. We've come today to protest and protect the right to choose, to protect our daughters' futures, for they have so much to lose. We make medical decisions free from governmental rules. We march for women's lives. Everybody, no more back in back alleys. We'll keep marching in these rallies until all women everywhere are free to have a choice. We march for women's lives.
Last verse. We know that every struggle brings its tears and brings its pain. And sex ed for our daughters wasn't easy to obtain. We say to politicians, do not play this evil game.
We march for women's lives.
Everybody!
No more dying in back alleys. We'll keep marching in these rallies until all women everywhere have a choice. We march for women's lives.
If you want to say the F word, well, we're Raging Grannies and we say the F word all the time. But never say it to those people over there because they're anti-choice and they don't like the F word. Never say it. Never say the F word, the F word, the F word. Never say the F word because they will get upset.
Because they are anti-choice dear. They don't like the F word because they are anti-choice dear. They always get upset.
So let's all say the F word, the F word, the F word.
Let's all say the F word as loud as we can get.
Feminist! Thanks for being here. Let's turn it back over to our MC, and we're going to march real soon, right?
Yeah, come over here away from the amp.
Thank you, Raging Grannies. Let's give it up to the Raging Grannies. We're going to begin assembling to march. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are over here, stationed right at the end. Please go gather with the sisters who have the sign, good choice family, bad choice government, no choice. So look for that sign, look for the sisters. We have to go under the police barricade tape. We're not allowed to take the tape down. So if you have a bad back, please go around this way. Otherwise, we're going to assemble this way and go under the tape. And I apologize for that, but we were told we couldn't take the tape down. So please begin to assemble, and I want to thank everyone again for coming to the rally. It's been wonderful. We'll be out here next year as long as the Right for the Walk for Life people are here. So thank you again. So everyone, this way.
Woo!
Thank you so much for building that.
Appreciate it.
Today we are standing in defense of reproductive justice for all women globally. We want to expand access to reproductive health care, including abortion. We stand in defense of women. Abortion is a procedure that will be needed always, so we're here to defend it.
What's your reaction to a rather large crowd?
I've seen it like poking around.
We're always outnumbered, but if we had the money of the Catholic Church, we would have more people also come out from all areas. They've bused in thousands of people from other areas and around San Francisco. So it's not daunting to us. We're happy to be here. If we had three people, we'd be happy.
Do you feel that your position in this in San Francisco is one that's held by the majority, or is the other side?
I believe it's the majority, and I believe nationwide it's the majority. People who don't believe in abortion find themselves in situations where they say they need it. So ultimately, it's something that must be available to women no matter what, because it may be something that is needed someday.
I kind of go back to it one more time. If this is a position that's held by the majority here, are you a little surprised that it's hard for you to get a group to come out here?
Counter-demonstrating is difficult for people. That's probably why a lot of people aren't out here. It's different from just having a march and having it be sort of okay. Just like a one-sided thing. So counter-demonstrating is more intense. I understand why people don't want to come out. It's very confrontational. But we like it that way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.